In today's Mishnah, we're in the 6th and 7th Mishnah, in the 2nd Perek of Masechta Makot. The Mishnah begins, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda said, Batchila, what would happen after a murder occurred, or after someone was killed by mistake? Mishnah says, Echad Shogig V'Echad Meizid, whether it was a deliberate murder, or whether it was by mistake, Makdimim La'are Miklat, they would quickly run to the Are Miklat. And that's even by someone who he killed deliberately. Because he says, V'chi ish sonel re'il varavlo, and he set siege on this individual. He hated the kamala v'ikal nefesh v'met, and he struck him and killed him. V'nase l'chater ma'el, and he could run, even someone who deliberately, to one of these cities and be afforded refuge. However, or veitin, the veitin would then, meaning the city where the person was killed, v'sholchin u'mevi'ino to misham, they would bring him from the Arei Miklat, then they would deal with a case in terms of, was this person killed deliberately? Was it completely beyond his control? Was it a case of shogeg? We'd have to go to galut. So Mishnah says, Mishnichal mita beitin, if there was a deliberate case, there was warning, the witness, then haraguhu, the beitin of that city where the murder occurred, would execute him. The shaloni chayav mita, if however he was completely innocent, albeit that a death occurred, we say pataruhu, he would be allowed to go home and the goel adam wouldn't be able to touch him. However, mishnit chayav galot, if it was a case of shogeg and he had to go to this city of refuge, then machzinot on them komo, he would go back to that city of refuge, shenemar, vishivo oto ha'ir el ir miklato, that he'd be sent back to that city. And that answers our question yesterday. It would be in that context that we need these according to Chachamim, two Talmidei Chachamim, to escort him there in case they encountered the Goel Hadam. And the Torah itself says, and he would have to stay there until the death of the Kohen Gadol. That's why he'd have to stay in that city. So Mishnah explains, that's Achad Mashuach B'Shem and Amishcha. This is whether this is referring to the Kohen Gadol that was inaugurated for this task in times of the first Beis HaMikdash until the death of Yoshiyahu, where they used special anointing oil, v'chad ha-meruba bagadim, or if it was a Kohen Gadol that was pointed to be a Kohen Gadol, but they didn't have the anointing oil at that time, and they simply dress him with the four extra clothing the Kohen Gadol would wear. And similarly, v'chad ha-she'avar le-mishichoto, the commanded situation where someone is a temporarily Kohen Gadol. Let's say there was already a Kohen Gadol. That Kohen Gadol developed some sort of psula, something invalidating him to work at that point, that would bring in somebody else to act as a Kohen Gadol. Once the first Kohen Gadol recovered or he became tar, or whatever the reason was, now that he's now gone and he can return to his avoda, that temporary Kohen Gadol is referred to as a Kohen Shavar Mishichoto. So Mishnah says either one of these Kohen Gadols dies, whether it was that interim Kohen Gadol or whether it was a Kohen Gadol that had the anointing oil or was just Merubah Magadim, any one of them passed away, that would then allow this person who was sent to the city of refuge to now return. That could happen, as we'll learn, it could happen after a short amount of time, it could take many, many, many years. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Mashuach Melchama. So if you recall, there was a special Kohen who was appointed or anointed for when they went out to war. As we learned about in Masechta Sota, he would give a particular speech. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it was only that Kohen that passed away, that would also free the people that went to the cities of refuge. Ma'aseret Haratzeach. Lafichach. And it's for that reason, Imotehem Shel Kohanim Mesakod Lehem. Because the freedom, if you like, of these individuals were dependent on the death of their Kohen Gadol, the mothers of these Kohanim, meaning it can be more than one Kohen Gadol, because it could be the interim Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Mashuach HaMelchama, they would mesap kot lahem, they would provide michyah, sort of food and clothing, they would send gifts to these individuals in the Arei Miklat. Why? Kadesh loit palalu al b'neim she'amuto. So that there's people that were, if you like, trapped now or imprisoned in this Arei Miklat, or imprisoned, but they wouldn't be able to leave that place. So in order that they would not pray for the death of the Kohen Gadol, so they'd be freed. Now the Gemara explains that it's possible the tefillahs would be accepted. Why would you think that the tefillah would be accepted of these people, the accidental murders, that someone should die? Well, because there is perhaps a bit of blame that should be placed on the Kohen Gadol. He had a responsibility, if you like, to daven that there should be no accidents and no fatalities, as well as an accident with Klal Yisrael. He should have davened, and perhaps he didn't do so. So therefore, there's even a thought that maybe the tefillah of these murderers would be, or these accidental murderers would be accepted. So that's why the mothers would try and present them gifts in order to dissuade them from, or deter them from davening for the death of their sons. It says, Mishinim Maradino, as soon as the case is closed and the judgment's passed, this rotzeach has to go to Arei Miklat. If moments later, even before this person has set foot in Arei Miklat, met Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol died, then Hareza Enogole wouldn't even have to go to that city of refuge. Why? Because the kapara, the atonement, is achieved through the death of Kohen Gadol and not by living in the Arei Miklat. He says, Im Achaloning Mardino, if during the course of the case to determine whether this individual has to go to Arei Miklat, the Kohen Gadol passed away, and another Kohen Gadol was appointed, And then the case was concluded. Lachar mikan nigmar dino, then chozer mimevinato shel sheni. Then he would only be free to leave the Aramiklat after this second Kohen Gadol had passed away. Before we go to Mishnah Zayin, there's one point that Kati mentioned. I just noticed he mentioned at the end of the Mishnah that's worth mentioning. So the question is, why is the kapara of this murderer, in the very last case, dependent on the Kohen Gadol that wasn't alive during the time of the death? The Gemara points out, Shayalu levakesh rachamim shigmor dino lezchut velo bikesh, that there's still a sense of responsibility that we think the second Kohen Gadol didn't fulfill, because he should have prayed that this person's trial, he would be found not, if you like, guilty to go to the Aramiklat, that he should be found completely innocent, that the Dayanim would decide that this case was a case of onus. Because he didn't do so, therefore the freedom of this Rotzeach was dependent on the second Kohen Gadol that was alive only during the end of the case. Now let's learn Mishnah Zayin. Nigmar dino belo Kohen Gadol. What happens if there wasn't a Kohen Gadol at the time when the case was concluded? So you can imagine the Kohen Gadol passed away, say, during the case or prior to the case. Or Hahoreg Kohen Gadol, someone killed a Kohen Gadol. For Kohen Gadol Shaharago, Kohen Gadol is the one, he was the one that actually killed the person by mistake. Mishnah says, Einu yotze misham leolam. He'd be stuck in the Aramiklat until his own death. He'd even be buried there, as you'll see in a moment. What's interesting here is what happened is if he killed a Kohen Gadol, but the new one was appointed prior to the conclusion of the case, would that free him? Kati cites the Ritva, that even still he wouldn't be able to leave, the murderer wouldn't be able to leave for the rest of his life. Ve'eni otzer lo al le'edot mitzvah, someone who is sent to the Aramiklat, he would not be able to leave the city at all. Not even for Eidot Mitzvah, for example, he's going to testify about seeing the new moon. V'lo le'edot mammon, or financial testimony, or le'edot nefasho. Let's say he witnessed a murder. He wouldn't be able to leave this Arei Mikla to go and testify. V'afilu Yisrael tzrichim lo, even if the whole nation requires this person, afilu Sar Tzava, even if it was an incredible general like Sar Tzava Yisrael, like Yoav ben Tzruya, still enu yotze misham, as the Torah says, Shenemar asher nas shama, meaning shama there, sh'tir dirato, that's where he will live, shama te mitato, that's where he will die, and shama te kvurato, and that's where he should bury it. And if he does leave, then, to use the expression, hifkiratzmo lamita, meaning at that point the Goel Adam could, if he found him, he would be able to kill him. So Mishnah then continues, Keshem sha'ir koletet kach tchuma koletet. The Goel Adam doesn't actually have to set foot right into the city itself to be afforded the protection, even if it's within the tchum of the city. This takes us back a couple of years now, but if you remember, the tchum is, if you like, the perimeter outside the city, or the strip around the city that's 2,000 amot wide. So in other words, if he's within 2,000 amot at the edge of the city, then he would be kolet, to be protected. Mishnah continues, Rotzeach shiatza, what if the Rotzeach left the city, like I already suggested we'd be talking about? If he goes chutz l'tchum, if he goes outside the tchum, then and umatza goel adam, and he comes face to face with this goel adam, this close relative, we have a debate. Mishnah says, Rebbe Yossi Reyaglili Omer, he says, mitzvah biyad goel adam, it's a mitzvah for this goel adam to kill him. However, it's just a reshut biyad kol adam. Meaning anybody else could kill him if they like to. Why? Because it says, the pasuk specifically says, V'ratzach goel hadam et ratzach, and the goel adam murders the ratzach. So you understand, it doesn't say im ratzach, it's more definite instruction, the Torah, V'ratzach, and that's why Rabbi Yossi understands it's a mitzvah for him to do so. It seems that, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that despite the fact he's been brought to Beitin, Beitin can't execute him, how it's always as if the execution is being given over to the Goel Adam, and it's a mitzvah for him to perform it. Rabbi Yakiva says no. He says, Reshut biyad Goel Adam. He understands from the wording of the Pasuk that it's not that it's a mitzvah for him to do so, but if he wants to, he can. I mean, the Goel Adam can kill this murderer. The Chol Adam ein chayavin alav. But with everybody else, in chavin alam means that if anybody else killed the Goel Adam, we wouldn't take him to trial, because the Torah says ein lo dam. However, it's still us, or it's forbidden for anybody else to actually go and do so. There is another girsa, another version of the Mishnah, that's Kadi Sata Marshal, this is v'alem chayvin alav. Anybody else who tried to kill the Rotzeach, he would actually, could be chayv, he could be taking the bait in. It's important which girsa we have, because halacha follows, Kati points out, halacha follows the chachamim. So there's a debate within halacha then, whether if anybody else killed this individual, whether you could take him to trial. Let's continue. Ilan shehu omed betoch ha-tchum v'nofor noteh chutz l'tchum. If we have a tree that's trunk is within the tchum of the city, within the limit of the city, and its branches are reaching out, or omed b'chutz l'tchum, or it's the trunk of the tree that is actually outside the tchum, but the branches are going in. So Mishnah says, Hakol holech acharanof, according to the Gemara, means af acharanof. which means that if we're dealing with a situation that the tree is inside the city but the branches are going out, if the rotzeach, not the city but the tum of the city, if the rotzeach is standing underneath those branches, it's because if he's inside the city and he's afforded protection, the kol adam is not allowed to touch him. Similarly in reverse, even if the whole tree, if you like, or the tree itself is outside, but the branches are going inside the tchum, since he would be protected underneath those branches, he would be considered if he was by the trunk of that tree as well. Let's continue. Harag ba'otoa ir. If the rotzeach that sought refuge in the city killed someone else by mistake, we say he's goleh mishchuna l'shchuna. He would then have to go, again, he'd have to go from the place he is and go to another suburb or region within that city. Because it says, ki be'ir miklat to yashav, meaning it's a suggestion that he was already in that mir miklat from the pasuk, so we understand that someone who kills by mistake and sought city, refuge in that city, he would have to move once again, but only within that city because he wouldn't be able to leave the city itself. However, Oben Levi, if we already mentioned this, that the Are Miklat and other 42 cities, but Are Miklat were cities of the Leviim, if a Ben Levi killed someone by mistake, he would have, since he can leave the city, he would go le'ir le'il. He'd have to go to a different city, different Are Miklat, to seek refuge. Those are the Mishnah today.